Mr. President, Your Royal Highness, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like a family gathering, but it's only because we sit in the most wonderful room. But I take it as a statement, because frankly, you have to understand that this very panel came into the program later, and that was on the initiative of the president of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. Because he considered this topic so important that it's really worth looking for answers coming from the scientific society as well. My name is Katalin Bogyai, and I'm the permanent representative ambassador of Hungary at the United Nations. We have actually just finished the Sustainable Development Summit and just opened the 70th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Everyone came from the whole world, all the royal families, heads of states and governments. And I have to tell you that crisis was probably among the most frequently heard words describing the state of economic, social, political and environmental affairs of our area. And although the history of human civilization is replete with cataclysmic changes, at no point have the challenges that we face today been as global, as complex, and as interconnected as today. Today, the international community turns to scientists for answers to some of the most pressing social, economic, and environmental problems, transcending national boundaries. Whether it is the urgent task of halting climate change, an acute need to provide basic health care services for large parts of the world's population, or the shared responsibility to eradicate extreme poverty and hunger, the science of the 21st century is expected to point to the effective solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, to me the event we are all participating today, the Budapest World Science Forum, ever since its inception in 1999, always represented an example of what the international relations will look like in the future, when we reach a level of consciousness which simply excludes the use or even the threat of military intervention, of economic coercion, and where culture of peace and mutual respect will guide the global pursuit for progress. My country, Hungary, has long been committed in words and in action to fostering peace with cooperation through science. And now, just a few words about the topic we are discussing today. We have just signed, actually the leaders of the world, just signed the 2030 Agenda for Development in the whole world. And under this very ambitious and transformative package, where we have got 17 interrelated sustainable development goals and 169 targets aiming to build people and planet-centered future, we have under SDG 6, migration. With the adoption of this new agenda, we now have a beacon laying down the clear pathways to deal with the phenomena of global migration. The agenda, first and foremost, aims to address the root causes of unsustainability by providing comprehensive approaches so migration does not have to occur. For this, the framework of SDGs aims to end poverty, promote shared economic prosperity, social development, and environmental protection, so that people can again thrive in their own countries. Secondly, it acknowledges the role of migration in sustainable development, including its multidimensional nature, taking into consideration the interests of the countries of origin, transit, and destination. by calling for migration that is orderly, safe, regular, and responsible, the agenda turns migration from challenge to opportunity, a possible contributor to sustainable development. Moreover, I have to say the 2030 agenda calls for planned and well-managed migration policies, which is far cry from what we are witnessing in our countries today. However, if we are serious about our commitment, we cannot settle for less. Any other solution, whatever reasoning or pretext is used to promote it, will only doom the whole agenda to failure. So, this is going to be the topic of today, and we will have global, regional, and national visions about that. But before introducing the members of this very high-respected panel, I would like to ask the president of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, Professor Lovász, to say a few words and tell us why he felt so passionate about putting this topic into the agenda of the World Science Forum of today. Thank you very much.